It's time once again for the adventures of Chef Gregory, the continuing saga of a Canadian chef and his Mexican cat who get themselves into all kinds of strange misadventures, all of which involve cooking for some strange reason.
Hey, boss, there's a narrator guy standing in the kitchen talking about us.
It's action-packed. It's a thrill a minute. It's a cooking show.
Oh, he's one of those things.
And now on to the adventures of Chef Gregory.
Smell that sea air. Ain't it great?
I do not see what is so great about it. It smells like a jar of brine-soaked gherkins.
Well, there's a reason for that, Miguel. I mean, brine is essentially just water and salt. And that's what you have out here. Miles and miles of salt water.
I am a cat bus. Miles and miles of water do not make me feel relaxed.
Oh, come on, eh? We're totally on vacation. And we're going to, like, Osfar Kai. Yeah, land of the rising sun or something like that. They've got Siamese cats there, you know.
If they are Siamese, then what are they doing in Osfar Kai, boss? They should be in Siam, yes, no?
Oh, yeah, like you may have a point there.
But thank you for noticing, boss. As a feline, I am very proud of my many fine points.
Yeah, taking a sea cruise to Osfar Kai. Just me, Chef Greg, and my cat Miguel.
Hey, boss, I know who I am, and I know who you are. So, like, who are you talking to, man?
Oh, I'm, like, giving some exposition to the audience, eh? Because, like, they can't see what's going on.
Oh, no. Do not tell me that this is happening again.
Like, what do you mean, Miguel?
You are having a flashback to your days of doing cooking shows.
Am I really? Yeah, well, that would explain the audience.
Boss, you are not doing a show. There is no audience.
Oh, so, like, what's that then, eh?
That would be the port of Kumar. Boy, that was a short trip.
Well, like, it's a short show, eh?
Arr, a mess there!
Hey, boss, I think that we should be moving along on account of that big, scary man with an eye patch and a great big sword coming straight at us.
Oh, hey there, eh, Mr. Pirate? Like, I'm Gregory. What's your name, eh?
Hey, boss, I'm just going to hide behind your leg now, okay?
I'm Paisleybeard the Pirate, and I'm laying siege to this here island, so shove off and don't be interfering.
Hey, you know, I hear that Siam is lovely this time of year.
Laying siege to Osfar Kai? Like, that's not really a nice thing to do, eh?
It ain't? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
No, not really. Now shove off before I have your keel hauled.
So, like, what are you plundering? Like, money or jewels?
Bah, I got me plenty of money and jewels. Now I be plundering cuisine.
Plundering cuisine? Hey, boss, this pirate is crazier than you are.
Well, like, I'm sorry, man, but I can't let you lay siege to Osfar Kai.
Oh, and what are you gonna do about it?
Like, I can do plenty, eh? Cause I'm a chef.
A chef, you say?
That's right, a chef.
And what about you?
I am just a cat, Mr. Scary Pirate Fellow. I mostly just do the eating of the food.
So I'll tell you what, Paisleybeard. If I cook you up some Osfar Kai cuisine, will you leave the island alone?
You got yourself a deal, Mr. Chef.
All right, so like you guys follow me and Miguel to the galley, eh?
Who are you talking to?
Well, the audience.
He thinks he's on a cooking show.
Oh, that'd be sad. That'd just be sad.
Okay, so like, here we are in the galley, and the dish we're going to make here is shigo beef. Now, shigo has to do with the number of ingredients, because she stands for the number four, and we have four main ingredients. We're going to use beef, and so that's why I have this small roast here. It's about a pound of beef, and then we add broccoli and cauliflower. That counts as one ingredient. Okay, we have about a cup each of those, and then we've got some mushrooms. Now, I like to use dehydrated mushrooms, but you can use fresh mushrooms if you want. I just like to use the dehydrated because they're like easy to store, and I use a lot of them, so I need to store a lot at once. Plus, I really like the canisters that they come in. Okay, and like the fourth ingredient here is walnuts. Yeah, we're going to need about 3/4 cup of walnuts.
And some live canaries.
No, Miguel. We're like making people food here, okay?
Yeah, I forget sometimes.
Okay, and go, that means the number 5, and that stands for the number of seasonings we're going to use. We're going to use sushi vinegar, salt, and cinnamon, dehydrated coffee, and
teriyaki sauce?
Oh, yeah, you've got the teriyaki sauce there. I was looking for that. How come you have it?
I was just curious. I thought maybe it was a bottle of tequila.
Come on now. Does that look like tequila to you?
I don't know. I can't read.
Okay, so we're going to take our pen. Okay, and we're going to put it over medium heat there. Okay, we take the little roast here. Oh, I like to use a chuck roast. And most people will tell you that you really can't use a chuck roast for fine cuisine. I don't agree. You know, it's an inexpensive piece of meat, so if, like, you don't have a whole lot of money, it's a great bargain. And chuck is really well marbled. I like to use it. I don't care what other people say. I like to use it. Okay, now we put the meat there into the pan. Okay, and we take the broccoli and the cauliflower. Now, I like to use frozen, but you can use fresh if you want to. Fresh is good. See, I like to use frozen because it cools the pan down, and it sort of evens out the cooking time so that, you know, the meat, it cooks all the way through. You don't get the meat burnt on the outside and raw on the inside. That's, like, no fun. At least I don't think so. Some people like that way. I don't. Okay, so we're going to take this broccoli here and dump it in the pan alongside the beef there. Ugh, doesn't that smell good? I wish you could smell that.
Buzz, I can smell it. I'm right here.
No, not you, Miguel. The audience.
Oh, right. The audience.
Okay, now here's where we add in our first seasoning. We're going to add in 3 large teaspoons of sushi vinegar. And if you don't have any sushi vinegar handy, it's really easy to make. All you got to do is heat up some vinegar, about a pint worth, and put about 4 tablespoons of sugar in it and stir it up, maybe a pinch of salt. Okay, the reason you heat the vinegar up is to, like, totally dissolve the sugar, and then you just, like, put it on the shelf for a few days, make sure that sugar is totally dissolved in it, and boom, you got sushi vinegar. So that's what we're putting in here, and that'll give the beef and the vegetables a nice tang. Yeah.
You're not supposed to say tang, boss. You're supposed to say orange drink.
No, not that kind of... forget it. Okay, now to this mixture, we're going to add 3 tablespoons... three teaspoons of dehydrated coffee. Well, yeah, I make mistakes, you know. We really cook on this show.
Well, we can agree on that part at least.
Okay, so back over here, I'm just mixing my dehydrated mushrooms together with some water. Yeah, if you have dehydrated mushrooms like I use, you just want to use a very small amount of water. Yeah. Because mushrooms, they really absorb water. And if you get a lot of water on the mushrooms, they absorb it all and they get big and poofy and spongy, and that's just not good to eat. If you're using fresh mushrooms, I'd say just brush them off to make sure you get the dirt off and cut them up. Just put them straight in without washing them. Yeah, you do not want to get mushrooms wet if you can help it. If you have to, just use the minimal amount of water. Okay, we're going to throw the mushrooms in there. Bring them over here. Okay, we're going to put our mushrooms right in the pan there. Yeah. See how they're sizzling? Because they're kind of wet. Yeah, I think I made them a little too wet there. Okay. We've got our mushrooms in the pan and everything cooking. And we're going to go ahead and dump our walnuts in.
Okay, got the walnuts in there.
All right, now we stir that up and add just a pinch of salt. Stir that salt in there so that it gets all over everything. And we want to make sure that that dehydrated coffee gets dissolved in there. And that'll help to absorb some of the leftover juices from the dehydrated mushrooms there. All right.
So is it food yet, Buzz?
Well, old Miss Miguel, we're getting there. Okay. So we're going to add some cinnamon. And now, this cinnamon here, this is not the kind of cinnamon they use in Ostwar Kai. Because like most Americans and Canadians and Mexicans like Miguel here, we like spicy cinnamon, which comes from a different kind of tree than what they use over in the Orient. So this stuff is pretty strong. You just want to sprinkle a little bit on there. Now, I know most of you are thinking that cinnamon doesn't really go with meat, but trust me, this stuff makes a good savory spice. It isn't just for desserts. You sprinkle just a little bit on there. Okay, we're really cooking now. Now we're going to add some teriyaki sauce to the pan there. All right. I like to use the really thick, juicy stuff, not the thin, runny teriyaki sauce that you can usually find in American supermarkets. Yeah, I like to use stuff that's almost like barbecue sauce. Okay, so we got that stirred in there.
Hey, boss, tell him about the bonsaiyaki sauce.
Tell who? I thought you didn't believe in the audience.
Yeah, I don't believe in the audience, boss, but I like hearing about the bonsaiyaki sauce.
Oh, well, for any of you who really like spicy food, in addition to adding more cinnamon, what you can do is you can put hot sauce, Louisiana cayenne red pepper sauce, into your teriyaki sauce. And there really is no set formula for doing that. You just put in as much as you like and make it however spicy you like it. And boom, you got yourself bonsaiyaki sauce. And personally, I like it because the sweet flavor of the teriyaki and the spiciness of the cayenne pepper sauce really offset each other really well. I like that. Okay, so we've got our food back on the stove here. Just heat it up a little bit so that the teriyaki sauce isn't cold. And I went ahead and put a little hot sauce in there because Miguel and I like it that way. I think pirates will probably like it that way too. Okay. It's done, so we'll just dish it up here. A little for me, and a little for Miguel, and a whole lot for Mr. Paisley Beard there. Alrighty, voila.
So, this be Shego beef, huh?
That's right.
Well, let's see. Mmm. Oh, that's delicious.
So, are you sufficiently satisfied that you won't invade Ostwar Kai?
Well, I'd be a pirate of my word, Mr. Chef Gregory. And I, Paisley Bear, hereby swear that I will not invade Ostwar Kai.
Huzzah!
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to invade Ostwar Kai. I'm going to kidnap the two of you instead. This stuff is good. That's right. I'm in love with this cuisine. You, Mr. Chef Gregory, are going to stay aboard my ship and be my personal chef.
And what about me?
You, my little friend, are going to be the main attraction on Vietnamese night.
Will Chef Gregory and his cat Miguel be able to escape the clutches of Paisley Beard the Pirate?
Eh, who said that?
Tune in again for another exciting episode of Chef Gregory! What will become of our heroes?
Uh-oh, he's that narrator guy again.
Find out in the next thrilling and gastronomical episode of The Adventures of Chef Gregory, right here on OtterTunes!